I please introduce you to Steve-O.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man, that voice. That voice on the radio. I got to tell you, that voice of yours, you had to end up doing something where you do crazy things because that voice is full on.
It is pretty full on. I'll take that as a compliment.
And it's beautiful. It is a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you have recorded hip-hop tunes, so... welcome to Australia. A show tonight at the Eaton's Hill in Brisbane and making your way around Australia. You've been here for a little while, though. I saw you pop up at a Lily Allen gig.
That's right. I've been in Australia for a good week now. Showed up a few days early to do some surfing, slaughtered some waves and filmed some crazy stuff and did some press, and now the shows are in full swing.
It's a beautiful time to be in Australia too. The weather has been pretty special in Australia.
It really is.
And just much like Lily, Lily Allen, you're a lot less messed up than you were a little while ago. Last time you were here, you were telling us about, you know, getting an intervention from Johnny Knoxville.
That's right. And that's exactly what happened. I always say that's when you know you have a serious drug problem, when your interventionist is Johnny Knoxville.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, people are absolutely stoked that you were here back in July.
Yeah, man, it's a good time.
Love your work, Steve-O, says back in Geelong. Favourite of the Jackass boys. So bummed I didn't find out about the meet and greet tickets in Melbourne until they had sold out.
Well, not to worry, because every ticket is worth a meet and greet, because after the show I stick around.
You do.
And, I don't leave the venue until mm-hmm. I've taken a photo with every last person that wants one.
Ooh, that's going to take ages, dude. That's going to take
ages.
Yeah,
you know, I don't care, man. I'm like, I just do it. That's how I am.
And being sort of later in life deciding to go to stand-up, did you do that because there was nothing else crazy to do?
Well, pretty much. And I started doing stand-up 8 years ago, so it's not super new. And at the time, I wasn't even planning on it. I just got invited to do a stunt at a comedy club. And when I got there, I couldn't think of a crazier stunt than me trying stand-up. So I gave it a shot, and I had some beginner's luck, and I've pursued it ever since.
What I loved seeing, and I played little bits of it on this show, sadly, being a radio show, we don't have the vision to go with this. With you, Steve, I was the host of Killer Karaoke.
Ha! I was trying to figure out what that was.
Okay, so talk us through it. People came in expected to try and sing songs.
Well, it's not that they knew that something mm-hmm. was going to be up. And the idea was that people sang karaoke songs while terrible things happened to them. So, you know, we might electrocute people while they're trying to sing or drop them into a big vat full of snakes while they were trying to sing.
That guy that was trying to sing Hard to Handle while he was being electrocuted and trying to serve you food at the same time, that was difficult to watch.
It was good fun for a season, and I was grateful for the opportunity to sort of branch out in my repertoire of my career.
So many people are very excited to have you here in Australia.
Yeah, and we're speaking with all of Australia right now, is
that's
that right?
That's exactly right.
Well, what an honour. I'm so psyched.
Hey, if you are from the furthest part of Australia and you want to say g'day to Steve-O now, maybe send us a text. In the studio, Steve-O, kicking off your guiltiest charge tour tonight at the Eaton's Hill Hotel in Brisbane. What sort of music are you into these days, Steve-O?
Oh, man, what am I into? Well, there's a band called Alt-J that I've really enjoyed their first album. It's mm-hmm. called An Awesome Wave.
Have you heard that there's some new stuff that we've been playing as well by then?
Oh, some new Alt-J. Yeah. I did not know about that. Mm. Wow. And other than that, I'm pretty much stuck in the 80s, you know. I love all the Motley Crue, all that.
Motley Crue was the... You snuck into Motley Crue or something? It's like
yeah, that's right, man. They came to my town when I was 13 years old on their Girls, Girls, Girls tour. And I called every single hotel in the Yellow Pages asking for a room by the name of their manager. And after a few hours of calling, I got through, told the manager's brother who answered the call what I had done. And he was impressed and said, and put me on the list for backstage passes and tickets to the show, which was really pretty cool.
And you knew that just by being a little bit inventive, a little, you know, sort of, and not giving up.
I, Yeah, I didn't know that, and I was inventive and persistent. And you know, and later that night when I was standing next to Tommy Lee and Nikki Sixx, I just felt like, wow, you know, I did this by myself. And I think that kind of made a monster out of me. Like, I think that I really, ever since then, had a real can-do attitude that I can accomplish anything I want to.
And you've been doing this for a long time. There was quite an important birthday for you a month ago. And
you're
still doing this, still doing it.
A month ago, if the birthday that you're talking, you mean 40 years old?
Well, yes, I suppose.
Right. I have a couple birthdays, so.
Really?
Well, yeah. You know, when you give up the drugs and alcohol, you have your sober birthday.
Oh, and how many, what's your birthday? How old are you in sober years?
I just turned 6.
Oh, happy birthday.
I just turned 6 in sobriety.
Oh, that is beautiful. And that's must be a nice milestone as well.
Well, yeah, it's great. It's nice to have this sober birthdays because, you know, at this point now I'm 40 years old, damn it. You know, like, screw the natal birthday.
You know, it's good that all that has happened, and yet this still happens.
That Peruvian sun just won't quit. If only I could wear a jellyfish sombrero. But where am I going to find one around here?
You are still wearing jellyfish sombreros.
Yeah, well, I mean, I before that it was a jellyfish yarmulke, so you could say that I'm really stepping it up.
And but you're also open to all cultures, which is beautiful.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, and just because I'm 40 years old and not abusing drugs and alcohol doesn't mean that I'm not an insane nutter.
It doesn't sound.
I really am.
It doesn't sound entirely vegan, though, wearing the jellyfish. The jellyfish wasn't hurt.
Not deliberately. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure that I feel too badly about harming jellyfish. Those sons of bitches got me, that's for sure.
It's an even fight.
Right.
That's what we're talking about here. Hey, Dallas. Right. Dallas is on the line from Ballina. Hey there, Dallas.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Say good day to Steve-O.
Steve-O, how are you?
I'm very well, mate.
Now, you're you were inspired by Steve-O and the Jackass team.
Oh, yes, much so.
In what way? Tell us what happened.
Well, where do I start? You know, like, it's the original ball stapling was, that was where it all sort of started.
I just love that so much because the ball stapling wasn't something that I even did on Jackass. That was something that I did as a side project on my own. And for that to be to become as really iconic as it did, it just makes me, it just tickles me with pride and joy, and I love that. Is that something that you tried on your own? You stapled your own nutsack?
With air stapler, yes, but...
Wait, what's an air stapler?
A staple gun.
Powered by an air compressor.
Oh, wow, that's excellent. Yeah, I did the industrial staple gun, but there was no air involved.
Now, Dallas, a friend of yours actually ended up in hospital.
Yeah. That was sort of like, a few months later when we just sort of started stepping it up and up and up after we'd done so many other things, like, we were eating stuff and, he just got dared to eat one of those, you know, those sticky rubber hand things? Well, like, remember the sticky rubber eyeball?
I guess so, with stuff.
Yeah, it's like a size of an eyeball, and it's like you throw it to the wall and it sticks. Well, it was stuck to the ceiling, and he got dared to eat it, and he ate it. And 3 days later, he ended up in Gold Coast Hospital and surgery, and they had to,
What inspired the trip to the hospital? What were his symptoms?
Well, basically, he was still drunk after not drinking for 2 days. After eating the eyeball and couldn't eat, and he was really, really crook, like couldn't shit, if you don't shit, you're going to die.
And you can say that on the radio?
Yeah. It's okay, just a couple of
minutes. Man, there's all kinds of stuff that I could be saying. Man, I'm blowing it.
But Dallas, he's okay now, and you've settled down a little bit. That's good. Oh, good on you, Dallas. Have a lovely afternoon, sir.
No worries.
Oh, dear.
Cheers, Steve-O.
Yes. Hey, man, we'll see you at the show, man.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the shows are everywhere, too. You're even, heading to Darwin and Perth, and it's great.
Right, I'll be in Brisbane, Adelaide, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, and Darwin.
That is great. That is
and
good.
And I've already been to Mackay.
People saw Steve-O Sunday in Mackay, says, Kelly, this is, best night ever, got my Steve-O butt autograph tattooed on Monday.
Power to her.
So this is not only do you have your own autograph on your back with your face, Kelly now has your autograph tattooed onto her.
That is correct. I remember her fondly. and it really is. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb and just say this myself. My show is absolutely fantastic. It really is, you know. And I mean that.
Keep saying it.
It's my second tour of Australia doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I did well enough 3 years ago to have me back. And over the last 3 years, it's just become phenomenal. Well, and I'm still doing stunts and tricks in the show. Got the whole after party going on. And if you're a fan of Jackass, you are blowing it if you don't make it to one of my shows.
Steve-O is on the radio. And we'll be back for just one more quick little chat.
Well,
after
hey,
this.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
On Triple J, that is Golden Features featuring Nicole Miller. Sorry, Steve-O is in the studio. We're giggling about some off-air stuff, which is fine, which is good. You're in the studio, in the country, doing some stand-up. People are stoked. We've got someone here who's texted in, Jackson from Sydney. It's my one week sober. I don't know how he's done 6 years.
Oh, cool, man.
You can do it, man. And it's from drugs. That's something serious as well.
Sure.
Love that.
That's great, man. And all that matters is that you don't do it alone, so... Yeah. Hook up with some folks and just treat yourself to the life you deserve, pal.
which for you is getting around after such an amazing life and still in the middle of such an amazing life, telling these stories, doing this stand-up. Someone wants to hear a story, and I would like to hear a story.
Oh, that's right. We were going to talk about the Mike Tyson thing.
Yes, when you had your nose fixed by Mike Tyson.
Right. It was the first time where I... asked Mike Tyson if I could run face first into his fist. Believe it or not, we were both locked up in a psychiatric ward together.
Okay.
And which is really something. And Mike's okay with me sharing that. We were in the loony bin in the TV room, and I was saying, Mike, I'm not asking you to punch me. And he really didn't want to do it. And I said, I just want to run into your fist. And it wasn't the time.
Black eye games is something you guys used to do, running into
the black eye game. Yeah, it's an old Jackass tradition. But what happened was, you know, and this is before the Mike Tyson at the Charlie Sheen roast. Bam Margera broke my nose on the set of Jackass 3D with his little trick where he comes up sneaking behind you with his boxing glove and the cup of water and punches you in the face. Well, he broke my nose, and I didn't go to try and get it fixed for 2 months later. And when I got to the doctor, he said, oh, well, your nose has healed this way. And if you want me to fix it, I would have to re-break it with a chisel. So I said, oh, no, never mind. I'll be okay. And as it turned out, I dove face first into Mike Tyson's fist, at which point my nose was very much rebroken. And it was gushing blood. And as the show ended, I'm standing there on the stage with my nose bleeding profusely. It was just so badly broken. And this guy emerged from the audience, came up to the stage, and he said, Steve-O, your nose needs to be set right now. I'm a kung fu instructor. I've set at least 20 broken noses. Let me do it. And from what the doctor had told me, I knew this guy was sort of speaking the truth. And so I put my trust in him. And this guy, this kung fu weirdo, he just yanked my nose back into place, lined it up all straight. And I could show before and after pictures. I mean, it is incredible. I do not think there's a chance in hell that nose doctor could have, with it, any kind of chisel or science, done a better job of fixing my nose than Mike Tyson and the kung fu guy. And,
there you go.
Right.
Next time you need some nose work done, Mike Tyson and a kung fu guy is your man.
That is correct.
There we go. We're getting life advice, medical advice.
I know.
And comedy from
and stuff is coming out of my mouth that you're allowed to say on the radio. It's great.
Man,
you guys
have
had
to use... You've sold out, man.
Oh, yeah. You come and see my show and tell me.
I know. Hey, I'm going to. It's on tonight at Eaton's Hill in Brisbane. It's on Thursday night, tomorrow night at the Athenaeum in Melbourne. Then the Gov in Adelaide on Friday. The Roundhouse on Saturday. On Sunday at Perth at the Astor. And Monday at the Discovery Nightclub in Darwin. Steve-O, thank you so much for coming.
Oh,
and being wonderful.
Man, bless your heart. I just love Australia. And I can't wait to meet everybody at the shows.
Yes.
Thanks for having me on,
Make
man.
Sure you hang around at the end of the show so you can meet Steve-O if you're going along.
That's right. And, you know, I know that most people sell their concert merchandise for outrageous prices. All my shirts are $20, and I won't have it any other way.
That is Warped Tour 98 punk rock prices. Well done.
Yeah.
Have a good one, man.
Excellent, man. Thanks so much.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.